नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोषयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 महाराज नेमी मिट्स द 9 योगेंद्रस टेक्स्ट 47 अर्चायाम एव हरये पूजाम यः श्रद्धये हते न तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु स भक्ता प्राकृता स्मृता। अर्चायाम एव हरये पूजाम यः श्रद्धये हते न तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु स भक्ता प्राकृता स्मृता। अर्चायाम एव हरये पूजाम यः श्रद्धये हते न तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु स भक्ता प्राकृता स्मृता। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग अर्चायाम डीटी एव सर्टन्ती हरये टू लॉर्ड हरि पूजाम वर्षिप यह हो श्रद्धया faithfully ihate engages no not tat of krishna bhakteshu toward the devotees cha and anneshu toward people in general saha he भक्त प्राकृत मटेरियलिस्टिक डिवोटी स्मृता इज कॉल्ड। ट्रांसलेशन अ डिवोटी हु फेथफुली एंगेजेस इन द वर्शिप ऑफ द डीटी इन द टेम्पल बट डज नॉट बिहेव प्रॉपरली टुवर्ड अदर डिवोटीज और पीपल इन जनरल इज कॉल्ड a prakruta bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position. We will read the second part of this purport. Srila Madhvacharya states, Archayam eva samsthitam Vishnum jnatva tad anyatra naiva janati yaha puma. A Kanishta Adhikari has no idea that the Supreme Lord has the power to exist outside a church or temple. Furthermore, being puffed up by his own ceremonial worship, Atmano Bhakti Darpata, a Kanishta Adhikari cannot imagine that anyone is more pious or religious than he, and he is aware that other devotees are more advanced. Thus he cannot understand the Madhyam or Uttam standard of devotional service. And sometimes, because of his false pride, he criticizes the more advanced devotees of the Lord, neglects them, or simply has no understanding of their exalted position as preachers or completely self-realized souls. Another symptom of the Kanishta Adhikari is that he is infatuated by the material qualifications of so-called great materialistic persons. Having a bodily concept of life himself, he is attracted by material opulence and thus minimizes the position of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Such a Kanishta Adhikari, therefore, is disturbed. If a second-class devotee criticizes the non-devotees of the Lord in the name of compassion or kindness, a Kanishta Adhikari approves of the non-devotional activities of such materialistic men. Because a Kanishta Adhikari is ignorant of the higher realms of devotional service and the unlimited transcendental bliss of Krishna consciousness, he sees devotional service merely as a religious aspect of life, but thinks that life has many enjoyable and worthwhile non-devotional aspects. Therefore, he becomes angry when second-class devotees who are experiencing that Krishna is everything criticize the non-devotees. Madhvacharya says that such a person, because of his rudimentary faith in Krishna, is considered a devotee. But he is Bhakta Dhamma, a devotee on the lowest standard. If such materialistic devotees follow the rules and regulations of deity worship, they will gradually be elevated to a higher standard and eventually become pure devotees of the Lord, unless they commit offenses against other devotees, in which case their advancement will be checked. Srila Madhvacharya states, Tat bhaktanam upekshaka kuryur vishnams api dvesham. Those who neglect or show indifference to the devotees of the Lord are to be considered offenders at the lotus feet of Vishnu. Similarly, those who disrespect the demigods will become bereft of devotional service and be forced to rotate again and again within sansara, the cycle of birth and death. Pujya devas tatha sada. The demigods are always to be offered respects, since they are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If someone is envious of the demigods, he is to be considered envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, one who offers sincere respects to the demigods is considered to be respecting the will of the Supreme Lord. A Vaishnava does not foolishly think that there are many gods. He knows that there is one Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as stated many times in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord has a mission within this material world, which is to reform the conditioned living entities through the cruel laws of nature. And the Lord's mission within this world, the demigods are to be considered limbs of the Lord's body. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, Kamas teste rutadnyana prapadyante anya devata tam tam niyamam astaya prakrutya niyata svaya. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. But there are many examples of devotees who worship the demigods to get benedictions for serving Lord Krishna. The gopis worship the demigods to achieve Krishna, and similarly, Rukmini Devi, on the day of her marriage, engaged in such demigod worship, her only goal being Krishna. Even today, the preachers of Krishna consciousness movement cultivate important people with all kindness and diplomacy, so that such wealthy or influential people will engage their resources in the devotional service of Krishna to glorify Krishna all over the world. Similarly, offering all respects to the demigods so that they will give facility for the devotional service of Krishna is not against the bhakti marga, although nowadays such demigod worship has also deteriorated. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of Krishna, as the only realistic process for this age. Nonetheless, a devotee of the Lord should not misinterpret Bhagavad Gita's injunctions against demigod worship as a license to offend the demigods who are bona fide Vaishnavas. Srila Madhvacharya notes, Vishnur Upekshakam Sarve Vidvishanti Adhikam Sura Patanti Avasham Tamasi Harina Taishcha Patita. All the demigods are extremely inimical to one who does not respect Lord Vishnu. Such a person is pushed into the darkest regions by the Lord as well as by the demigods. From this statement by Srila Madhvacharya, the devotional sentiments of the demigods can be understood. It is stated that in the supreme liberation achieved by an Uttam Adhikari, the most exalted devotee of the Lord, the devotee enjoys transcendental bliss in the direct association of the Supreme Lord and the demigods. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Takanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस वर्स फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। The instructions of Navayogendras to King Nimi, and we have been hearing many devotees about these verses, about the symptoms of devotees at different levels, and almost every speaker has given kind of disclaimer that whatever they are speaking is not against any particular person or a devotee, and it is for their own purification. Similarly, I am not exception for that. So here we can see that the symptom of person who is in the lowest position of devotional service. A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not behave properly toward other devotees or people in general is called a Prakrita Bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position. So it appears that there have been different gradations of devotees since the beginning, because this verse which has been quoted by Havir, this has been quoted by Narad Muni in the connection with King Nemi, and now Yogendras were the sons of Lord Rishabhdev. So almost many thousands of years, maybe millions of years before, so that shows that different gradations of devotees always exist. There will not be an ideal situation when there will be always all the pure devotees. It will become Vaikuntha Loka or spiritual world. And since we are in this material world, we have to deal with different types of devotees. And Srila Rupa Goswami also, in his Upadeshamrut, Bhaktirasamrut Sindhu, he has been giving guidelines to identify who is on what level, and to help each other to elevate the consciousness. It is not that we tag somebody as Kanishta Adhikari or put in the box, okay, new devotees means Kanishta Adhikari. It is not like that. A new devotee, a very beginner, can be a very advanced devotee also. We don't know. So therefore, devotees have discussed that What makes the difference? What is the symptom? What are the qualities by which to understand and to interact properly? Because if one is not careful, one may think that every devotee is same devotee. It is not like that. One's devotional service may get affected. Therefore, it is very, very important to understand, to identify and protect our devotional service. If one is not careful, then one may get affected by the material vibrations of so-called new devotee or so-called devotee. And here, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they have been quoting Srila Madhvacharya, who is the Acharya in our line, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And he was a great Acharya who established the philosophy of Dvaitavada, dualism. There is always a difference between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. Because at that time, the philosophy of monism, Advaitavada, was very prominent. It was spread everywhere. And there was certain reason to spread that. Because at that time, the whole civilization was affected by voidism, shunyavad. There is no God. Everything is just this material existence. And if that condition remains, then people have no hope to elevate their consciousness. And therefore, Shankaracharya came and told that it is not that there is no God. God is there, but He has no form. Advaitavada. You and us, our God, we are all same. So at least it helped them to elevate their consciousness to certain level. But again, that was not the solution. Because that is not the ultimate position of the living entity. The living entity is by nature eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. It has connection with the Supreme Lord in the eternal spiritual atmosphere. So that time, there was a discussion amongst demigods that they were observing that this is the situation on earth planet. That people are affected by this philosophy of monism, Advaitavada, impersonalism. So they put Brahma in the front and they approach Lord Vishnu. So Brahmaji went and offered prayers. He told that this is the situation in my sampradaya. I established sampradaya, Brahma sampradaya, to elevate people's consciousness. The Lord also came. He gave the message of Bhagavad Gita. But then what is the condition now? So Lord Vishnu, He looked at all the demigods present and He gazed at Vayudev, the demigod of air, Vayu, and looked at him and told that you need to take You need to descend on this earth planet to defeat this Advaitavad, to bring people on the higher level of consciousness, establish the worship of the Supreme Lord. And in that way, he empowered him. And we can see that at Pajak Kshetra, Madhyagriha Bhatt and his wife Vedavati, they used to everyday travel to Udupi. We are all brahmacharis are waiting for next week. We'll go Shringeri, Udupi, very close. So he was from Shivali Brahmana family. They are worshippers of Shiva. But he had great faith in Lord Vishnu. And they used to travel every day to this Ananteshwar temple and to pray to the Supreme Lord. And every day that was the regulation. It was almost like 12 kilometers or something. Different, difficult path. But still they would travel. So one day when they were there in that temple, at that time, it was the time of Makar Sankranti, something it is said, that one of the persons from the crowd, he was kind of haunted. And he climbed on the big pole there, flag pole. And he reached on the top. And he was like dancing on that pole in a very, very, very bizarre way. Haunted by none other than the Supreme Lord Ananteshwar. And he told that I will take birth in one of the Brahmana's family. That was the declaration he made. And then he came down the crowd and vanished. And Madhyagriha Bhatt also did not have any idea that that Brahmana could be he. So he went back to his home, and they wanted to have a child. So they were discussing. They wanted to follow the regulations. And he performed that kind of austerity, taking only milk every day for almost 12 years. Every day they would travel to this place, pray to Lord Ananteshwar. And after 12 years, Srila Madhvacharya was born. It is not known what is the exact date or tithi. But his activities, his symptoms, bodily symptoms were so wonderful that the astrologer saw that he has the symptoms of a Mahabharata. 32 symptoms, bodily symptoms. And when Madhyagriha Bhatt, he saw the beautiful face of that small child. It was like a small moon. So immediately he thought to give the name Vasudev. Then when they were bringing the child to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord Ananteshwar, there were like a ceremony. They were reaching. They reached to this temple, they got the blessings, and then when they were going back, and that was a kind of forest area they were traveling, so there was one ghost in that area, and that ghost, he haunted one of the pilgrims and started saying so many things, and that ghost said that I'll become liberated. If I get the dust of this small child, that small baby, maybe just few days, maybe after 40 days or something, they take out, 40-50 days that child was there. If I get the dust of that small child, I'll be free. So they offered that, they put the feet of the child on the head of that person, and that person was freed from his, he was, even that ghost was liberated. So that was the beginning. Of course, there are many, many pastimes how Srila Madhvacharya, he performed wonderful activities. And he established the philosophy of Dvaitavad, dualism. And whenever impersonalist people were around him, they would be scared to come near to him because he was very powerful to defeat them. So here Srila Prabhupada's disciples are quoting Srila Madhvacharya. And Srila Madhvacharya is why this is so relevant or so important, because he is giving a very balanced approach. He is usually, when somebody comes in Krishna consciousness, he hears a philosophy, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all the other demigods are not important. So sometimes there is a tendency of minimizing the importance of the demigods. And devotees have done that so many times, and they have, instead of bringing them to the higher level, they have turned away people from Krishna consciousness. Even Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, na buddhi bhed janet adhyanam karma sanginam, that one should not disturb the minds of people who are still attached to the fruitive activities. Na buddhi bhedam janet. And some, definitely this philosophy, when somebody hears, it will disturb somebody, because it gives the highest level of understanding of Supreme Absolute Truth. And if one is not careful, one will disturb. Therefore, one has to give a proper balanced approach. And here also Srila Madhvacharya is telling that what is the position of demigods? Demigods are different limbs of the Supreme Personality of God. They play a very important role. And they have to be worshipped properly, in the proper perspective. Then one will get elevated. They can fulfill the material desires, no doubt about that. But when devotee has a higher understanding that, yes, I am worshipping this demigod so that I get the devotional service to the Supreme Lord. That is a higher understanding. And here the example is given, that of gopis, Rukmini Devi. They also worship Katayani, Ambika. And it may appear that they were going as ordinary ladies and worshipping this demigoddess. But what is the consciousness behind that? Why they were doing what they were doing? That is important. Because in their hearts, they were surrendered to the Supreme Lord. They knew that Supreme Lord is the ultimate person. He is to be worshipped. He is the Supreme. And for the sake of customs of their household things, society and everything, It may appear that they were worshipping these demigods, devis, and but their consciousness was different. Therefore, it is very, very important to understand the consciousness level. And that makes a lot of difference. And therefore, here also, the explanation given about the Kanishta Adhikari is that he worships the Supreme Lord in the temple. But he forgets that, or he is unaware that the same Supreme Lord expands himself in the form of super soul, his living entities, expands in his material creation in indirect way. He forgets that. Anyway, one cannot see that. Therefore, the whole purpose of scriptures is to bring one to the higher level so that one is able to see. One is able to see very clearly. When one can develop that vision to see very clearly. Our vision is imperfect. If we can see everything clearly, then we'll be in the spiritual world. We'll relish everything. With Bhagavatam, holy name, worship of the deities, everything we'll relish. Respecting other devotees. There will not be any impediment in Krishna consciousness. But because devotees are at different levels, and as a sadhaka bhakta, one should feel the need to elevate one's consciousness. One should not think that now I am the devotee. I am the devotee. I am the only one. That's a problem. And that is the kind of inconceivable thing in Krishna consciousness. That one who is a very advanced devotee, he thinks that I am not very advanced. I am very beginner. I have not even begun my path or my progress in devotional life. And one who is a Kanishta Adhikari, he thinks that I am the most advanced. That is the inconceivable thing. One who is not very advanced, he thinks that I am very advanced. And one who is really very advanced, he thinks that I am not advanced. Somebody else is more advanced, is more qualified. Isn't it? Does it make any sense? This is for my purification. I am not reading anyone's minds. So therefore we can introspect more. We can introspect and try to understand where we stand. And at every stage there is a definitely need to improve. Need to elevate one's consciousness. And as soon as one realizes, oh, this is my position, better take the process seriously. Instead of rebelling against, no, this is not for me. He's criticizing, he's finding faults. False ego will always rebel against hearing the truth. But that is a medicine. What can we do if we have to get rid of this bodily concept of life? One has to take the bitter medicine and better be cured and healthy. And relish Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Because that is the highest level. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one will not be affected. One will not even realize. One will be elevated on the higher levels of Krishna consciousness. Because Srila Prabhupada has given two paths, Pancharatriki Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi. He knew that he has begun this moment and different types of people will come at different levels. And he devised a program so that everyone gets benefited. One who is worshipping the deity, if they continue to worship the deities properly in the proper consciousness, they will also get elevated. Those who hear Srimad Bhagavatam, they will also get elevated. And there is a need to hear. It's not that now I do the perfect deity worship. I don't need to hear. Then, again, it's a difficult situation. Because deity worship, if one has to improve the quality of deity worship, then one must hear how to worship the deities, how to respect devotees. There is always scope for improvement. It is not that perfection has reached and I don't need somebody to tell me what to do. So therefore, and Bhagavat Vidhi. Bhagavat Vidhi is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Hearing about the Supreme Lord. And why one has to hear? By hearing, one will be able to see clearly. By hearing, someone who hears properly, everything will become clear. And in fact, any field of knowledge we may take, one has to understand that subject matter properly. One has to hear first. Anything, any subject matter, even the material subject matter, one has to understand properly. One should hear first. Shravanam. Therefore, so much importance of Shravanam is given. And when one hears properly, then one will be able to repeat properly. Then the real kirtan will happen. And then the people will get benefited. And therefore, there is a great need to hear. And therefore, those who are Kanishta Adhikaris, or those who only see the Lord in the form, in the deity form, they also need to hear. Because if they don't hear properly, then they will not see that the same Lord is present in the heart of all living entities. In his creation outside, everywhere, stavara jangama dekhi na dekhi sthana sthana. He will be able to see the Lord, the same Lord everywhere. So therefore, one should hear more attentively. So therefore, it is very, very important to hear. And especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if somebody hears Srimad Bhagavatam, one can achieve the perfection of one's life. There is no need to fear. Because Srimad Bhagavatam has that power to elevate one's consciousness. Just by hearing, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashta. Almost all the impurities are removed from the heart. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtik. The Naishtiki Bhakti, the firm faith in the Supreme Lord is established. That is the power of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore it is very, very important to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It should not be just mechanical hearing or hearing for the sake of hearing. Because it may appear that everyone is sitting, but who is getting really benefit? So therefore there is one story. And the story of Gokarna. This Gokarna was, this comes in the Srimad Bhagavata Mahatmya of Padma Purana. This Gokarna was the adopted son of one Brahmana, Atmadev, and his wife Dhunduli. And Dhunduli's sister had one son, Dhundukari. And they had also brought him to their home. Dhundukari was like a very wicked person, very wicked child. So many nuisance, always creating problems. And because of his wicked activities, when he died, he became a ghost. And he was haunting people, those who were going from those places. He used to always trouble them. So Gokarna saw that my cousin has become a ghost. So what to do? So he had a great compassion. So he decided, okay, I'll recite Srimad Bhagavatam for his benefit. And he recited Srimad Bhagavatam, all 12 cantos, for almost 7 days. And after 7 days were over, then what happened? This Dhundukari was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day in his invisible form. And after hearing that, he became so much purified that he achieved his eternal form, four-handed form, glowing effulgence, tulsi garland, yellow garments. And he manifested that form, it came, appeared there. And one celestial airplane, Vaikuntha Loka plane came. And there were some Vishnu Dutas, they came, they took Dhundukari, and they were about to move on, they are about to go. So Gokarna, he said, wait, roko, he's going now. He got that benefit of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he's going back home, back to Godhead, in front of everyone's eyes. So Gokarna asked that I recited Srimad Bhagavatam, and there were so many people, everyone was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, but why this one person you are taking, why not everyone is going back home? Isn't it an important question? Who will go back home? So the Vishnu Dutas, they waited, they told, yes, your question is very important, because it is not just by hearing. It may appear that everyone is hearing, but not everyone heard as Dhundukari was hearing. He was in great urgency. He knew that if he has to get freed from this ghostly body, he has to hear. And he was reflecting every day, night, what was explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, what was the discussions of Bhagavatam. And he was hearing that, reflecting every day. And because of that, he became purified. He developed unflinching attachment towards the Supreme Lord. And his devotional character has come to a very high level. And it is time for him to go. Nobody can stop that. One has to give up all the material attachments in order to develop higher attachment. So, therefore, we are taking him. And we will take all others also next time. Next time, when they hear attentively, we will take them all. So in this way, this Dhandukari, who was affected by this ghostly body, was liberated simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And when next time, when Gokarna again recited Srimad Bhagavatam in the month of Shravan, then the Supreme Lord came to take Gokarna. And there were many other Vishnu Dutas, celestial airplanes, and they took all of them, all other living entities around them, those who are also there, all different types of living entities were delivered just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, this is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can see that Srila Prabhupada, he took so much pains to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Our devotees are distributing Srimad Bhagavatam, taking so much arrangements that this book reaches so many people and they get benefited. They don't have to come back again in this material world. So therefore, this is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam to be always recited, people to hear Srimad Bhagavatam attentively. And therefore he made a program that every day, it is not just Bhagavad Sapta, but every day hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can elevate one's consciousness. And one will not remain on the lowest platform, but one can get elevated to the higher levels. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.